Okay, so let's talk about swallowing food and chewing food. Let me start with swallowing. So when food enters your mouth, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to use your tongue to push it down your throat. That's the correct way to swallow food. Whether it's you're not using the tip of your tongue, you're usually using the middle or the back of your tongue to push it into, which causes that motion. You fill your mouth with saliva to soften the food, which starts the digestion process. Children know how to do that one perfectly. They've been doing it since they were born, right? Because it's an involuntary action. Now, before you can effectively start chewing, your child needs to be able to have let go of what we call the gag reflex. The gag reflex is what looks like a child wants to vomit, but they don't actually want to vomit. So when you are sucking, think about the motion of sucking. You are pushing liquid back through the throat, but it's smooth, it's fluid. Now, when you start with solid foods, the texture is different and it is significantly thicker, okay? It is now a thicker texture and it is not as easy as the liquid. So what happens is when the child gets it into their throat, right? Their initial intent is to use the back of their tongue to push it down like they've been doing with liquid milk. But then there is a sudden realization for them that, oh my goodness, this is thicker than before. So the body has a natural mechanism called the reflex that prevents them from choking. The problem we have as parents is we don't know that this is a natural reflex. Like, the body can protect itself from something. So because of that, when your child starts doing, oh, it looks as if to you, that child is going to vomit. So you are afraid, which already sets your mind up that, oh, I need to make the texture smoother. It's going to be easier for them to swallow. No, you are not supposed to do that. What you are supposed to do is watch the child to make sure they are not going to choke and to make sure that that food actually goes down. Consistently practicing that method will cause them to now eventually lose the gag reflex. Once they lose the gag reflex, that idea of fear and difficulty, because it's a growing pain, right? Growing pain, meaning that this child has to overcome an ideology, a psychology that they are going to choke when they eat. Your job is to show, it's just like a child now that you tell them jump and they are afraid. They don't want to jump because they are not sure if you will catch them. If your child knows they are safe, you watching them, you looking at them in the comfort zone, they are not going to choke. So you stop it. You lose that fear. Right? Now, when the child has conquered a gag reflex, the next step is jaw movement. Now, naturally, during the process of gag reflex, when they do that, the food will come back in their mouth. They'll move it around with their tongue and around their gum line if they don't have teeth yet. Right? They'll move it around their gum line. Now, if you notice, children pick up objects from the floor and bite on it with their jaw line. That movement is already practicing chewing. But the problem is, because they are supposed to be swallowing the food, when they bite on their toys, it doesn't release, right? It's not food, so it will not release. They won't tear it because if their teeth is not strong enough. But with food, when they move their jaw like that and they have to swallow, automatically it tells them that, oh, this is food, this is swallowing, this is a process. Now, the more they are exposed to that process, the easier it gets to understanding chewing. Now, let's talk about chewing. Chewing is moving your jaw, because you don't need teeth to mimic chewing, right? Chewing is moving your jaw up and down to masticate the food, fill it with saliva, and reduce the texture. You cannot teach a child how to chew if they are still struggling with the gag reflex. I repeat, you cannot teach a child how to chew if they never lost the gag reflex. Even if your child is 15 years old, if they don't lose the gag reflex, they can't learn how to chew. Now, if your child has lost the gag reflex, the next thing is to now teach them how to move the jaw up and down. Move the jaw up and down. That movement up and down instinctively causes the tongue to protect itself from being bitten with the gum. Because, you know, when you talk,
You move your jaw when you're talking. That's how you learn how to talk, because it's a combination of jaw movement, throat movement, and tongue movement. Okay? Now, a lot of children struggle with speech today because of the fear that we have in not teaching them how to lose the gag reflex. I hope you can see the multiple connections and the processes to why you need to teach your children how to remove the gag reflex. Once your child understands this jaw movement, you can practice with anything, whether it's your finger, whether it's the chair, whether it's a chewing toy, whether it's a teething toy. Once they practice this movement, you then have to be intentional about the texture. I don't care if your child is struggling with the swallowing. That's not the problem here. Keep offering and offering these different textures. Let them use their mouth, let them use their tongue to spit it out. They use their tongue to spit it out, put it back in their mouth. Because what you're doing is you're insisting on the change, right? You're insisting on the processional change and process of making the transition from puree to solid. Even if it is a puree, let it have chunks in it. Because a child that can use their tongue to indistinctively pick out larger chunks of food is a child that is old enough to chew. Because what they are doing is they know that this is texturally different. So when they bring it out, they need to put it back. In their mouth. That's what you need to be practicing with them. So let me know if what I've said makes sense, and then we can take it from there in your own individual needs.